This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, October 4th. Okay, so a couple of interesting things are going on. After Speaker Kevin McCarthy was ousted yesterday, the House declared essentially a five-day recess. So they won't vote till next week on a new speaker. And that stalled the funding for Ukraine, okay? And this is what this battle may be about, is the vocal minority of Republicans, eight Republicans that voted to oust McCarthy, want to have everything more line item. So they want to argue about, you know, the spending on the border, the spending for Ukraine, etc., versus just passing continuing resolutions and kicking the can down the road. So believe it or not, the fact that government is not going to function for a while, at least the Congress won't function for a while, is being well received. But the real big news today is ADP reported that only 89,000 jobs were created in the private sector in September. And so essentially what that means is that as we get more and more weak economic news, bond yields might finally start to moderate. Now, just so you know, the 30-year Treasury did hit 5% yesterday. The 10-year Treasury is hovering about 4.8 now. And if you bought a Treasury bond on July 1st, 2020, you would have lost 50% since then. So as soon as bond yields start going back down, you'll get a capital gain on the bonds versus a capital loss. So rising bond yields create capital losses, falling bond yields create capital gains. So it's been devastating the bond market for three straight years. And finally, you know, because yields are so high now, they might start to attract some capital, and bond investors might be their turn. In the meantime, it's important to remind everybody that Wall Street is not liquid. We have these things called air pockets where we just lose liquidity. And you can sell, but you sell at a steep discount. Today we'll have a bounce, and then everybody's going to be in pins and needles waiting for Friday's payroll report. And we'll see what the unemployment stats are on Thursday as well. So for the interim, bad news is going to be good news, because bad news will drive bond yields lower. Rising bond yields are what disrupted the market in early October. And I do think we're about to have a relief rally. Now, earnings are definitely improving. You can go to Bloomberg, see all these articles about earnings are getting better. Some of it's the economic recovery. A lot of it's year-over-year comparisons, folks. And the earnings will be much, much better fourth, first, and second quarter because, again, easy year-over-year comparisons. Now, all these energy stocks that I own, their absolute gains will not be impressive when they come out, although they'll have big surprises. But when we get to fourth, first, and second quarter, we'll have huge, huge year-over-year earnings gains. So some of the reason earnings are improving is the energy sector is improving fast. So that's it. So if you want to go bargain hunting, you can do it today. But Wall Street's, this is initially a dead cat bounce this morning, and we'll get a much more sustainable rally if we get a weak payroll report on Friday. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there, folks, because earnings are only 2 weeks away, and we're going to count those earnings to drop kick and drive our stocks higher.